A million people say, I got a dope idea. 100,000 of those people write the idea down. 10,000 of those 100,000 write down an elaboration of what this idea is, really becoming obsessed and immersed in that idea.
I mean, you have to feel, you have to know that nothing can stop you.
There's a machine, so you know what it
means. No distractions.
Who are you to even think that you are a businessman, an entrepreneur? You are you, and you have to remember these things, ladies and gentlemen.
You can do anything you want. You just have to make it happen.
Key, I've seen so many people start businesses or get into situations or try and involve people or try and involve a team or try and make a sale. And confidence is key,
It's like, what are you waiting for?
This is your listen into 2020.
It's 2020.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, man? It's your boy, 2020, Coach 2020. DJ 2020, the only 2020 twin at that fact, and you are tuned in to listening to 2020. It is season two, ladies and gentlemen. It is about to go down. It's about to get real. If you missed season one, you need to stop what you're doing and go back, bucko, to the first season. See what the foundation is we laid down for what we're talking about the second season and many more. Man, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Shout out to the people that make this show happen this season, man. SaintHipHop.com. Make sure y'all get to the site, SaintHipHop.com, for all the dopest news, music, and entertainment in the Midwest. So with that being said, I think it's time to get up into it. And I think we're going to jump right into it this season, right into season one. And the name of this episode and this message to entrepreneurs is called "This is what you signed up for." This is what you signed up for. So, ladies and gentlemen, what do I mean when I say that? It's very, very straightforward. This is what you signed up for. Whether it be music, whether it be business, whether it be parenting, whether it be, you know, anything serious or anything not serious, right? So to elaborate, you know, just a few points that I want to touch on when I say this is what you signed up for. You know, when you go into any situation and it's like being a ninja or a shinobi, when every true shinobi understands their opponent. So you have to look at the obstacles that you go through in life as opponents. You have to look at the adversity in your life as an opponent and understand that you understand what you're about to go through. A lot of people have large expectations of what life should be. A lot of people have large expectations of what their life, their situation, their path, their journey. They have that preconception of everything it should look like, how it should go, point A, point B, point C. And if point D is missed with a lot of these people, then point E will never happen, or, you know, just the total crumble of the entire alphabet. But you have to remember that in any situation that you voluntarily go into, this is what you signed up for. And it can be a harsh reality. It can be, you know, I wouldn't call it a sad truth, because I don't necessarily feel sorry for anybody going through adversity dealing with entrepreneurship. I don't feel sorry for anybody going through adversity dealing with entrepreneurship, because this is what you signed up for. I don't feel sorry for anybody, let's, you know, take it a step back to be, to use an analogy. I'm a truck driver and there are flies hitting my wall, my window, my front window. There are drivers that come from behind my truck out of nowhere you know, and then there are people that cut me right off. I can't be mad because as a truck driver, this is what I signed up for. Another thing, as a gardener, if I'm a gardener and I have, you know, my beautiful garden in my backyard, I have my habaneros, my carrots, my onions, got some flowers over there, whatever, right? You know, and pests come in. I get rabbits, I get fruit flies, I get different pests that, you know, try and attack my product. I can't give up and say, you know what, I can't stand this, I can't do these pests, this is not what I want to do, because that's my adversity. There's no gardener that's going to feel sorry for me if that is what I signed up for. So that basically, you know, that's my first point. You have to understand the situation you're going into to really conquer it, to really succeed, to really see it through. And that brings me right into my next point. No one will feel sorry for you. Yes, the first piece is you. You knowing what you are about to go through. You knowing what you're capable of. You knowing what, you know, you can do and what you can't do. That's the most important thing. You can't stretch yourself thin and say that any possibility is a possibility for you, because you're not capable of everything. So just like a fish cannot walk on land, so he can't say, a fish can't say, well, I'm going to run to the other side. No, he's going to swim to the other side. He knows what he's capable of, and he's going to do it. The second piece is understanding your surroundings. A lot of my podcasts and a lot of the things I speak on actually move in this process. Understanding yourself, understanding your environment. These are basic things of branding and being in the business, whether it be music business, entertainment business, law, real estate, whatever. Understand yourself, understand your environment. But when you signed up for something like this or whatever it is that you're doing, you have to understand the people that you're dealing with. So this includes haters. This includes your mom and your dad. This includes my entire first season of my podcast. Again, please listen back if you haven't already, because it really lays the foundation of what we get into and the type of topics that I'll accept moving forward this season. So you got to understand your situation will have haters. You got to understand that nobody will be as passionate as you. You got to understand that sometimes as the leader, you'll put in 3 times as much work as everyone else. And none of these people should and will feel sorry for you. Why? Because this is what you signed up for. It is a process. And it is something that once understood that you won't feel like no one supports you. You won't feel that lack of support. You won't feel like you're alone, because you really are, in a sense. You're alone in your thinking process. You're alone in your goals. You're alone in the things that you want and need, because everyone is different. And this is what you signed up for. And then the number 3 piece is understanding that you can't do everything, but, you know, to kind of go back to the first point of understanding what you're going through or going to get yourself into is actually executing. So you can understand, okay, this is what I got to do, and this is who I got to do it with, and this is who I got to deal with during the process. But also understand that, you know, none of this stuff will work until you actually apply yourself. Nobody's going to make you, you know, stay up 12 hours and work hard on your project then go to work 8 hours, and then you deal with the 4 hours or 3 hours of sleep that you get. It's not the healthiest way of dealing with things. It's not the healthiest way of going about things, but it is very, it can be very beneficial for you to make sacrifices. And that's my third point. Sacrifices. There will be plenty of sleepless nights. There will be many conversations missed. There will be many family gatherings that you just can't attend. And just to tell you my story, man, when I moved out to Arizona back in July of last year, I've been out here for about a year and 3 months up to this point, as of this recording. And, you know, I've missed, and I have 6 nieces and nephews. I obviously can't fly home for each of those birthdays. And they've happened multiple times at this point. Shout out to my nephew, Tyler. Happy belated birthday, young man. And then number two, I missed my sister's birthday. I missed, you know, granny birthday coming up. My mom's birthday just passed. I was actually out of town for that in another state. But with that being said, you got to make sacrifices. I was doing something. I was at A3C. I was at a music conference. You know, as a DJ, a podcaster, and just a business person in general, like, I have to be at those things. Mom has to understand that, you know, your birthday is the most important thing. But at this moment in time, you know, I got to make a sacrifice to make this situation happen for myself down the road. Met a bunch of dope people, and it was worth it. Mom understood. Talk to mom. I love my mama. So with all that being said, there are sacrifices that you have to make, even financial sacrifices. Understanding that, okay, you make $2,500 in one month, right? You make $2,500, $3,000 in 1 month, and your bills are $2,000 to $2,500. You have $500 left to your name. What do? Do you budget that to eat out for the month? Do you budget that on gas? Do you say, okay, I'm going to buy some clothes so I can go out this week? No, you should be reinvesting into your business. You should be reinvesting into your business, whether it be purchasing new equipment, paying up on subscriptions. Subscriptions are key. Subscriptions never stop. Subscriptions always will be there until you buy out. And that stuff still has to be maintained. So everything has to be paid for. All the way down. And the best way to make money is to save money. And with that being said, when you're not spending, you're saving. And saving money is making money. So that $500 a month that you got left over, delegate that properly. Understand that. You know, you got to take a hit and not go out to eat. Go grocery shopping. You got to buy the store brand and not the on brand. These are things that you got to do to make sacrifices and be cognizant of to make get it to your goal. Sacrifices. So the first point of you signing up for this, whatever this is to you, this is what you wanted. And if it's not what you wanted, it's never too late to start over, whether it be starting again or totally leaving it alone and doing something else. But you have to know who you are. You have to know who you're dealing with and the environment you're dealing with it in. And you have to be able to make sacrifices, because this is what you signed up for, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not going to keep you long. I want to definitely, real quick, make sure that if you haven't, again, go back to the first season. Listen to the first season. And then feel free to hit me up on my Twitter at DJ20Twin. Tweet me podcast topics that you might want to talk about. If you want to be a guest, please email me at coach@20twin.com. And if you have music, email me at DJ@20twin.com. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram and Facebook. DJ20Twin is all over Snapchat, Bebo, MySpace, all that good stuff. If you have anything that you specifically want to speak on, please reach out to me. Please don't feel like, you know, I'm not going to respond. I know I am a busy person, but hey, man, I definitely want to get it in the second season. So we got a lot to talk about, whether it be about business, entertainment, music business. I'm giving y'all the real, and I'm giving y'all authentic personality. A lot of the stuff that I talk about, y'all have heard before. Y'all have heard from other people, but it's but you know, just like potato salad, you can't trust everybody's, right? So I want to be able to give my perspective, my story, and let people know, okay, you know, you can do it, and I am a testimony, man. So this is your boy, DJ Twin Twin, Coach Twinny Twin, the only Twinny Twin signing out, rather. And remember, y'all, no matter what you go through, who you dealing with, no matter how bad or good it gets, this is what you signed up for. Peace.